Ayton to Burrow. Peacock goes back from where Burrow came, and Jamie Peacock stretches out and tries to get the ball down for a try, claims it and gets it. Jamie Peacock then, the first try of the afternoon. It's gone the way of Leeds. We're 21 and a half minutes in, and it's Salford Red Devils 0, Leeds Rhinos 4.
And the more tired Jamie Peacock looks, the more effective he is. That was, an instant impact from Adam Cuthbertson. He slipped the ball to Burrow. Burrow took Leeds into dangerous position. Great work from Stevie Ward, who was held up just short. He's had a lot of energy about him today. And then again, the gap's opening up as Salford tired. Five penalties they've given away and a knock-on in their own quarter. It had to tell eventually. And Peacock picked his way through. Just too big, too strong. Managed to put it over to the side of the left-hand side of the post to open the scoring. 21 minutes, 4-0, kick to come, and this is not going to be an easy one, even though it's close to the posts.
Did you see the kick, though?
Yeah, came back.
Came back, he went through the posts, and by the time the wind had got hold of it, it almost was back over the try line. It definitely went through, the flags have been raised, and Leeds lead 6-0. And Griffin, 12 metres short of the Leeds line. Plays it now, Dobson once more involved, Theo Farge. Farge steps off the right foot, he just looked for a pass on the outside and couldn't get it away, but Salford driving towards the line, and Lamatasi has got across the line underneath the post. Second try of the game, first for Salford, 15 minutes before the break then, and they're back in it. Salford 4, Leeds 6.
Put that down to Theo Farge. He's shown a couple of times with that step off the left foot that he's going to cause problems. Ashton Golding thought he'd had him held up, but he managed to slip the ball away. And the two props that they've just brought on, Griffin and Tarzi, making an immediate impact. And Salford are back in the game, under the post, came on the back of a penalty. And Tarzi, well, I think his second touch, crashes over the side of the post. Dobson will be up here to make it 6-6.
This time it's Tarzi, scorer of that try for the Red Devils a couple of minutes ago. Plays it just inside the Leeds 20. It was Liam Hood. Fed a pass to his right, and now the Red Devils are going in for another try.
Niall Evels.
Niall Evels, who stepped off the right foot.
Beat Joel Moon, all ends up.
And gone in from about 15 metres out, and Salford have come from behind to hit the front. It's Leeds who trail them by 10 points to 6.
Two tries, both on the back of penalties. Salford, I thought, had a lot of energy taken out of them by the defence that they'd been doing, but no such chance. They've had two penalties, they've made the most of them. The first one, it was Farge that stepped and put Tarzi in. That was a lovely teamwork try. This was a sole individual effort. Ball shipped onto Evels, stepped away from Moon, just had too much pace for the covering Leeds defence.
Leeds having plenty of pressure, but they're on the last of this set. Ayton's going to come open side, puts the grub kick in. Peacock's there. Jamie Peacock dives on the ball and scored for the second time this afternoon, improbably. Peacock has a brace for Leeds, and with 8.5 minutes to go before the break, on the back of a grubber, the veteran prop was first man there, and it's Salford 12, Leeds 10.
Well, they fought their way back again from the kickoff. Maguire it was who lofted it high into this strong wind. It blew back, Hardacre took it. From that, Leeds got a penalty. Maguire held up over the line. Then Leeds kept the ball alive along the field. Moon was just caught but got the ball away to Golding. Golding went close, and on the last tackle, grubber through, and Peacock first to the ball. Not often he gets two tries in a game.
A kick on, it's been kicked on again by Ward and dived on by Handley. Is it a try for Leeds? Thomason checks for the officials. It is. Ash Handley has got across for a third Rhinos try of the afternoon. Well, the wind has caused havoc out there at times during today's play, but Leeds will not worry about that this time, because both hacks ahead were much stronger than the wind made them look there. They held up nicely, and Handley got across for the try, and it's Salford 12, Leeds 16.
And they've ridden their luck there, Leeds, to be honest. They've got a put into a scrum that was disputed. They've got a forward pass that should have been given that wasn't. And then on the last tackle, Leeds have tried to hack it through. Stevie Ward has gone to kick it on. It's shinned it more than anything and bobbled over the line, and Ash Handley was first to it.
Maguire to Moon, who beats the first man, beats two. Now, opportunity here for Leeds. Moon's got support from Burrow to his left. Burrow is collared, but not held on by Greg Johnson, and Rob Burrow has enough strength to go with his natural speed to get him away for the fourth Leeds try of the afternoon. 5 minutes into the second half, and the Rhinos have increased it to Salford 12, Leeds 20.
And put that one down to the quick thinking of Danny Maguire. Sized up the situation brilliantly on the fifth tackle. Managed to put Moon into a hole. Moon stepped away from the cover. Drew brilliantly the fullback Niall Evels, but did give Burrow some work to do because, as you say, he had Greg Johnson breathing down his neck and grabbing at the top of his shirt. But live wire that he is, Rob Burrow scampered away, couldn't be held.
20 inside the Leeds half. High hanging kick in the wind from Dobson. Good chase through for the Salford Red Devils by Niall Evels, who grasps it out of the hands of Ashton Golding and scores another Salford try. And you've got to say, planned move or not, brilliantly executed by a fantastic kick hanging on the wind for Dobson and a superb take from the fullback. Second try of the afternoon for Evels, and Salford then now trailing by 16 points to 22.
Well, I thought Salford might have made a mistake by not waiting till the last tackle to kick, but Dobson had read the situation brilliantly. He's seen that most times today Golding has waited to let the ball bounce, so he put one up there, tested him, hung the ball into the wind. Golding didn't jump for it. Evels timed his run brilliantly, picked his pocket, went over at the side of the post for his second try of the afternoon. Very, very, very well worked move. Dobson's going to attempt the conversion. I would think he's probably going to kick it, although again the wind is a bit capricious, but it's dropped. I think he's going to knock this one over all right, which he does. 18-22, game back on, and that really has been the first sign that Salford have shown of putting pressure on the Leeds line in this second half. Clever kick from Dobson, used the wind to his advantage, well read by Evels, mistake by Golding, game back on.
Dobson was there, here's Hardacre again, no! Oh, Zach Hardacre spotted a lazy defender by the name of Lama Tarsi, zipped past him and has gone in for a fifth Rhinos try of the afternoon right underneath the Black Dock. Salford 18, Leeds 26.
Well spotted by Zach Hardacre, that Evels had come in to make a brilliant tackle on Rob Burrow, but that meant there was nobody at home at fullback. All he had to do was use his greater pace to skip round Tarsi, who was caught in no man's land. There was nobody at home, and no sooner have Salford scored than Hardacre's intelligence, firstly with the wonderful kick return which put Leeds on the front foot, great offload from Adam Cuthbertson that sent Burrow clear, and then Hardacre sizing up the situation that there wasn't anybody at home, skipped through from 20 metres out on his own.